The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number 2-713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. Or you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com. Click on the video there. And you can comment on there if you like. So, and if it's good, we'll read it. So, let's do it. 5 o'clock. On the penultimate day before the 4th of July, as Palillo would say. Hope everybody has a great 4th. Hope you guys are getting off work about now and not having to work again until Monday. We will be here on Friday. Missed the first hour. We had Courtney in here to announce the listener appreciation party, which will be August 15th. You'll have to win on air, and we'll start doing giveaways pretty soon here. I don't know. Somebody, Candy on the text line, asked me when we're going to start giving out tickets. I don't know, but it'll be very soon. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. You were lamenting your boy Miles Straw not being
in the lineup.
I like that guy. I really do.
Yeah.
I feel like he's one of the guys that, like, to me, he's kind of like Tony Kemp was. Like, nobody talks about Tony Kemp, then Tony Kemp comes up and plays really well. Miles Straw was not a guy you were hearing about before last year. You hear all the Kyle Tucker stuff and things like, but you weren't hearing about Miles Straw. And then the guy comes up and you see he's so fast and he makes contact. I mean, I like a guy like that.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a good weapon. I hope they can keep him around, because you know, that's a guy, like, tight playoff game. You pinch run late. That's a guy who can get you a run.
Yeah. I mean, he's hitting 300. They're going to pitch to him. He's not going to, I mean, that's a guy who nobody's going to pitch around, because if you walk him, guess what happens?
Yeah.
So to me, that's a guy who provides value. And I like that they had, I think they had him in the lineup 2 or 3 nights in a row. I like what I saw. Is he great defensively in the infield? No.
But he's
serviceable?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, he doesn't suck.
And now, is there room for him once Correa's back?
Well, Diaz too. I mean, that's kind of his role that he's playing a little bit of.
Now it's kind of, okay, maybe it's a little bit iffy. But I think you can find at-bats for him. I really do.
Yeah, I'd rather see him at the plate than Mariznick.
Oh, without question.
Now, I'd rather see Mariznick on defense.
Yeah.
If you could combine those into one guy, that'd be pretty good.
It doesn't always work.
No.
Straw's not a bad defensive outfielder, though.
He's
better at defensively in the outfield than he is in the infield, but he's got some versatility. I think that guy is just vastly underrated.
713-780-3776.
So, good news.
Yes.
Did you see the chick got found? The ice cream girl?
I did see this. I didn't get a chance to follow up with the story, so tell me about it.
Apparently, the young woman is named Asia.
Mm-hmm. Her parents were high.
And she, I don't know if she's been arrested yet, but she has been identified. She's a female from San Antonio, Texas. And she is an Instagram user who has now deactivated her account.
Is she an Instagram model?
No, but she did boast about becoming famous on Instagram. Because she got some run. Her video got passed around. And apparently, she said she had the flu. And since the flavor was tin roof, she called for a tin roof challenge. Let's start an epidemic. She said, yeah, I really did that. You can call it Flubel ice cream now because I was a little sick last week. Repost yourself doing this with the hashtag tin roof challenge. Let's see if we can start an epidemic, literally. So she's the worst person. And it was luckily this happened in a Walmart.
Of course it did. Where else would it happen?
Yeah, I don't shop at Walmart because it drives me crazy that they're, even though the people watching there is fantastic, hard to beat.
Oh, yeah. It's up there.
It's always super crowded, and there is never enough. For a place that it's built with like 100 checkout aisles, there's always three open. Like, come on. No matter what time of day it is, there's always three checkers open.
You know what? You know what Walmart watching is? It's like watching people on the first floor of the racetrack.
Maybe so.
Yeah, it's kind of it's the same crew, right? But okay, so she wanted to try to start a. First off, these challenges are really dumb.
Yeah, challenge.
That is not a challenge. That is a okay. You're a horrible human being. You deserve to die.
Yeah, and now guess what? She's facing felony charges.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's been an arrest made. San Antonio Police Department hasn't made, they haven't said it yet. But food tampering is a felony.
Good. And it should be.
Listen, I understand. Oh, it's just a joke. I went back and bought the ice cream.
Did she?
I doubt it. Which, you know what? If she did, okay. Guess what? Walmart's got plenty of cameras because people are already saying, where's the receipt? I paid cash and threw it away.
Uh-huh.
I bet you did. But there's cameras at Walmart, so they could find out. And if she's lying, cool.
Yeah, tell the people what she did because if they missed the story yesterday.
Oh, I think everybody knows by now that she opened up a half gallon of Bluebell, licked the top, and then put it back. And
see, I thought those things were sealed. I thought there was like plastic. So
no, they're not. There's no plastic seal. They're gonna have to start putting a plastic seal.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you've got to.
Which, I mean, come on.
Still.
Yeah. So I understand that a felony, and I don't know how old she is exactly. But I understand that a felony would be harsh.
Oh, she wouldn't do any jail time, but I think she should.
It'd go on her record.
Yeah, she should definitely be charged.
She'd have to be on probation.
Good.
Yeah.
Because not only, and I'm not buying that she bought it. If you got the flu and you're doing that, that's even worse, man. I mean, it's bad enough that you're sticking your tongue in somebody else's food.
Yeah.
But if you're sick and doing that, then you're just a turd.
You want to play games? And I get that now everybody's thing is they want to be famous on the internet. You want people to, like, that's how people get validation, is by people liking or retweeting things. You got a lot of likes, but you got to pay for it. You can't just do what you want, get the likes, and have no consequences. You think Superhuman? You think his body feels great? Jumping into wheelbarrows full of Legos? Jumping on the barbed wire? No. He's got to pay the piper when the time comes. You go licking ice cream, tampering with food, you got to pay up. Sorry, honey. Lock her ass up. I'm for it.
I'm for probation and public humiliation.
And I'm for a big fine.
And shaming her. Yeah, big fine too, definitely.
Yeah.
And you know what? If somebody else bought that, and you're right, they have cameras, I'd sue her ass.
Yeah.
And Walmart. But I would sue her too.
It's the worst.
What a terrible human being. Every time I start thinking that, you know what, maybe the world isn't, you know, full of so many idiots, you always find one for me.
But yeah, they've identified her, so she's in trouble now.
Well, She put it on Instagram. How hard was it to find her?
It wasn't. Apparently it wasn't. So I'm glad. And Instagram's all messed up today. So is Facebook. As most people know, like if you've been on either one, pictures aren't showing up and things like that. But this is the thing. It's the way it works. And she doesn't even have a Twitter account. Someone screen grabbed her Snapchat or Instagram and then posted it to Twitter, which that's where
yeah.
you know, all the tweet stuff came from. But when she on her Instagram, she had like her location was, I mean, it was accessible. So on her story, it was like, oh, this is where I'm at right now. You're an idiot.
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
I'm going to do my best to warn my kids about the downfalls of social media. And you know what? Did I do dumb stuff when I was a kid? Absolutely. And which, by the way, I don't know how old this girl is. I mean, she might be 20. And if she is, I don't feel bad for her at all. I don't think she's a minor. If she is, maybe there can be some mercy. Not much. And her parents should have to pay a fine.
Yeah, definitely.
But if she's of age, I mean, I'm so blessed that I grew up in an age where not everyone had cell phone cameras and not everything was going on Instagram or Twitter. I would have gone to jail. 100% I would have gone to jail. Because I'm sure I would have fallen into the same stupid trap of thinking, oh, this is how I get famous.
Yeah.
And how somehow likes and retweets pay your bills. And it just doesn't. But people are obsessed with it.
And I get it. I get why they're obsessed with it. It's just you have to, man, there's so much that can go wrong. You're right. I'm glad I didn't grow up in that era either. God knows what we'd have put out there, especially being in a band and some of the crap we were doing. So, oh, yeah, here's our drummer doing coke off his girlfriend's breasts. Yeah, there's all kinds of things.
I did plenty of dumb stuff, but I didn't post it to the internet.
Because you couldn't.
And I tried not, if I was doing dumb stuff, I was trying to not do stuff that could, like, make other people sick or die. People die from the flu.
Yeah.
Flu's no joke, Asia.
Man, I don't know if that can actually transmit the flu, but still.
I don't know either.
Without saying.
I don't see why it couldn't, though. If I licked this spoon, if I used a spoon that you used, I could get the flu, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. Like, if I tongue-kissed you, I could get the flu.
Yeah, but that if it's sitting on an ice cream thing, I don't know how long it stays there. So, we did stuff.
I mean, and let's be honest. If I tongue-kissed you, the least of our concerns would be the flu.
Yeah, that would be an issue because, you know, I've been asking for that for a while, and you just keep saying no.
I'm a germaphobe.
But, no, I didn't realize this, but when we were kids, and hopefully the statute of limitations has run out, there's occasions you would get drunk and knock people's mailboxes off. You know, you drive the car by and knock off the mailbox.
Yeah.
That's apparently breaking federal law. What if we'd done that and we were stupid enough? We would have, if we had phones like that, we would have done that. We'd gone to jail. Or at least been arrested. I was just a driver. I was just a driver. Just want to make that clear.
I wouldn't try.
I told him not to do it. Break. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Just retweeted this, but Barry said he's going to be going to Big City Wings just for this. They've got an Independence Rita and a Pop Rocket that looks amazing that they're doing tomorrow. So if you're out and about looking for something to do and you want to try a unique looking drink, Big City Wings. So, Black Spotted Zebra said, all these dummies want to come up with these challenges when there's a perfectly good one they could do. One person Russian roulette challenge.
There you go.
It seems a little harsh. So, someone said earlier today she's 17.
Okay. That's an adult in Texas.
And says flu thrives outside the body in cold environments.
Yep. Welcome to the big time, honey. Lock her ass up. I want some jail time. You're old enough to get that nose ring. You're old enough to do jail time for licking my ice cream, lady.
What are the odds Asia is a worse person than the driver that cut off the big rig today?
Yeah, way worse.
Yeah, the truck fell 150 feet, though.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Did somebody die?
Yeah, apparently. Well, she's bad. They're both bad people.
I mean, I don't know if it was an accident. Well, like what Asia did was purposeful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I don't know. I didn't see the details of the accident. I'm sure he didn't intend to do that. But, you know, a lot of times people do stupid stuff without intending to do anything, and it has bad consequences. I think driving like a dickweed is, I mean, that's almost as premeditated, frankly. It's like, oh, I'm in a hurry. I'm just going to cut through everybody and not really pay any attention. That's dangerous, especially here because there's so many damn cars. So, and Courtney did tweet out that the giveaways begin Monday, July 22nd. So you got plenty of time to get ready to dial. And I'm sure we'll do some social media giveaways too.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, if this doesn't get dudes joining the army, I don't know what will. I just saw
Trump's parade.
No, I just saw this come across Twitter.
Yeah.
The U.S. Army recruiters. So when I signed up, you take the ASVAB test, which is basically it says what jobs you qualify for in the Army. Like it's like a mini SAT to figure out, are you smart enough to do this job, this job, this job? So the higher you score, the more options you have. Like at the end, once your score is in, they present you with all the options that you've got. I did really well on that test, and I basically could have done whatever I wanted in the Army. It just so happened what I wanted to do was infantry.
Yeah.
I wanted to blow stuff up and shoot guns and, you know, kill bad guys. Jump out of planes. That was what I signed up for.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know if I've told this story before. I initially was going to join the Marine Corps. And then the Army recruiter said, what kind of bonus are they offering you? And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, well, we're offering infantry recruits $12,000. And, you know,
17-year-old kid.
That's $1 million to a 17-year-old kid. So, of course, I told the Marine recruiter, hey, what's up with that bonus? And they're like, the Marine Corps doesn't do bonuses. I was like, I got bad news, man. You have to fill that quota with some other dude this month. And of course, all my 12 grand went to cocaine and strippers, and it was wasted.
There's worse things.
Yeah.
Come on, that's not wasted. It's experience.
U.S. Army recruiters are offering bonuses worth up to $40,000 to new recruits who sign up for the infantry by September 30th in an effort to reverse a shortage of infantrymen for fiscal 2019. They need to fill 3,300 infantry training seats by September 30th. They said, we saw this coming in May. We immediately went to senior leadership and said, look, we need to max out the bonuses for 11s. That's the infantry code. If you sign up to be an 11 and you sign a 6-year commitment, $40,000. Before May, the maximum bonus for infantry recruits was $15,000. So that's not, it hadn't gone up hadn't much gone since up much. I went in 1998. Dude, when you think about new recruits for the infantry can also get $20,000 for a 3-year enlistment, $25,000 for a 4-year, and $30,000 for a 5-year. So obviously
pretty good money for 3 years if you don't want to go for the full.
Yep.
Yeah. That'll help you pay for some college.
You've got to ship out in August or September. If you ship in October, you don't get the bonus. But dude, we talked about this yesterday. People, I don't have money for, you know, to pay for this, this, and this. They're going to give you $40,000. They're going to give you room and board for the next 6 years. And then when you get done or while you're in, they're going to pay for your college.
And you'll probably learn some skills that you might be able to use.
Yeah. And you'll have all the benefits of being a veteran when you're done. You'll have guaranteed home loans and things like that. I wish I was 17 years old again. I would have signed up for 6 years right now. A little too old. Aaron, you should sign up for this.
I don't think they'll let me in.
Why not?
I won't pass the physical.
Why?
Because I need knee replacement.
Oh,
on both of them.
Oh, man. God. How are you, 35?
30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is 35 the max?
I think 35 is, once you're 35, they won't let you in anymore. But like, Juggalo Trey should be doing this.
That'd be good for him.
Yeah. Trying to get that 40 grand, Juggalo Trey, pay off that new charger you got. Here's how to do it. I'm going to start telling everybody who emails me about wanting to get into radio. Okay, listen, I got a better plan for you.
Well, even to me, even if you don't want to do that long of a commitment, 25 grand for 3 years seems like a hell of a deal.
20 for 3 years, 25 for four.
Well, 20 still sounds like a hell of a deal to me.
Yeah.
Well, considering it's...
Well, considering all the benefits you get at the end of it. Because that's on top of your GI Bill. I'm just saying, guys. Go out there and get that money. Serve your country. That's what I really mean.
I don't know,
but AJ, if they happen to give you some money for wanting to serve your country, then cool.
I don't know, AJ. It sounds like a lot of work. I don't know. Don't know if I want to put that kind of effort into it.
Well, there's a little effort.
Can't you just pay for my college without me having to go do anything?
No.
Yeah. By the way, RIP Jared Lorenzen.
I know.
It makes me very sad. Apparently, he had all kinds of issues. Well, are we shocked?
No. Guy wasn't exactly healthy.
Yeah. Had a pretty interesting career, though. It was always fun to see a guy that large be able to be...
mobile.
Somewhat successful. I mean, yeah. Man, he made it to the NFL. He was fun in college.
Yep.
So, yeah. Dust in the wind for Jared Lorenzen. All right. I got to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave, who's probably out representing a blitzer right now. And if you've been hurt in any kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial workplace, slip and fall, first thing you need to do is call Lawyer Dave. You know, let's say you're in your office and you slip. You call my man, Lawyer Dave. Let's say somebody rear-ends you in a car. Call Lawyer Dave. Let's say you went to a doctor and they gave you drugs that that messed you up, or they had hospital negligence. Call Lawyer Dave. And he can help with just about anything, guys. And if you've got any kind of a legal question, you can call him. He'll answer it. If he can't help you, he'll tell you. And if there's another lawyer who will do a better job for you, he'll tell you about that too. And it's free. The consultation is free. He doesn't charge you a dime. And the cool thing is he doesn't get paid until you win. And if you need medical attention, they're going to take care of that too. They're going to get you set up. Nothing out of pocket until you win. He's betting on himself and he's betting on you. And I'm telling you, the guy wins. He's one for AJ. He's one for me. Lawyer Dave is a badass. He's based right here in Houston. But he practices all over the state. So if you're over in Golden Triangle, Beaumont area, he's more than happy to talk to you. Give him a call right now, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law. You can always hit me up on Twitter, and I'll put you in touch with him as well. Or you can go to lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Better call Dave.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You know what I hate? I had a story I wanted to get to, and I know it was on my list. I've been through it twice, and now I can't find it. and I don't remember where I got it from.
What was it?
It was about a British newscaster who was talking about the English soccer team. Did you see that on there, Aaron? Was that on
I
yours?
I sent that to you.
Oh, okay. That's where I'll go get it. I'll go find it off of yours because that was awesome. But yeah, basically he said something pretty sexist.
What?
Yeah. Here, let me see.
I don't believe it.
I gotta,
hold on. I'm trying to pull up the audio.
Oh, you got the audio?
No one says sexist things today in 2019.
I don't know that it was that bad, but it was pretty funny. So, yeah, this guy's name is, he's an anchor, a news anchor, which, okay, those guys probably don't get to make jokes as often as we do. But Harry Krashen, this is what he did. Go ahead.
Incredible inspiration, as are others as well. Let me just show you this. This is a bit like my bedroom at home, actually. Not with the ladies there, I hasten to add, but the colors are the same. Let me introduce you to these ladies who have really captured our imagination.
Basically, he's looking at a photo of a bunch of English soccer players and says, this is like my bedroom at home. And then he tried to play it off as the colors as opposed to the fact that he's got four soccer women in there.
I mean, that's what he means. He's got a red and white throw pillow.
Yeah, no. I think he was trying to throw them on pillows.
Big deal.
Is what he meant.
Let him get his.
I'm kind of for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And looking at the guy, well, I mean, not that these girls are, you know, sevens or anything, but this guy, even as a TV dude, is not pulling that, in my opinion. It's just, I mean, well, for one thing, he's older than me.
Yeah.
And he just looks creepy. Of course, so do they. Maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe it does look like his bedroom.
Yeah. You don't know what that guy's got going on at the house. And he pointed out, oh, not the ladies.
Yeah, he tried that. But you know what? That's my new hero. Harry, good job.
Harry Kravis, that's his name?
I can't even pronounce it. What is it, Aaron? I heard that.
I lost it.
I think it was Harry Kravis.
Don't even know where to go with that. So,
did you see the really sad news from today?
No.
Something horrible has happened in Kentucky. A Jim Beam aging facility has caught on fire. 45,000 barrels of whiskey was lost in the blaze. Officials say the blaze may have been sparked by lightning, but official cause has not been determined. This fire began in one rickhouse and quickly spread to a nearby structure. And crews were able to put out fire in one of the structures, but the other rickhouse continued burning Wednesday morning. No injuries were reported.
Didn't this happen like a year ago?
I think it's happened a couple times.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Very, very sad. Wow. I don't know if I can finish the show now. You just kind of ruined it for me.
This is from NBC. Oh, in Dallas, Fort Worth, NBCDFW.com, and they make a kind of a funny typo. It may be like that all the NBC things are sharing, but it's still kind of funny. Emergency management officials tell WLEX they expect firefighters to be working at the scene late into Wednesday night, a sign of the challenge crews are facing in distinguishing flames fueled by wood and alcohol. Distinguishing and extinguishing are very different things.
Well, if you can't distinguish between the wood and the alcohol, then you can't extinguish them.
Yeah, imagine firefighters going, do you think that flame is being fueled by wood? Or alcohol?
I don't know, but I believe we should distinguish between the two before we proceed.
That's not the same word. Sorry, NBC Dallas.
Somebody asked me this the other day. I was kind of having a conversation via email about my favorite typos from my newspaper days. The number one is always when you mess up the bulging disc in someone's back.
Yeah.
That one's become fairly common. But there were a lot of little ones that just all, like, Seahawks sometimes, I mean, I would say about five times a year would come out as Seawax.
Interesting.
And Falcons would be Flakens.
But you're the Flaken.
Yeah, well, Bacon with Flaken. Maybe that's my new TV show I'm going to do. What are the odds I'm an a-hole for going to extreme midget wrestling? My wife thinks I'm a total a-hole for wanting to go.
I've been a couple times.
I like it.
Didn't I think I ring announced once for it?
I've seen them a few times. If I'm out and about,
we got paid to go out and do it.
Yeah,
a couple
we did.
Times.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I'm four. Listen,
it's fun.
Little people need jobs too.
And I'm sorry,
pro wrestling's an honorable profession for a small person.
It is. Plus, you know, if you have a little, smoke before you go watch it, it's really entertaining. It's fun. I have fun with it. And there's some. I think the last time I saw it was at it might have been whatever fest they had it, and Val was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Man, I'm watching the wrestling."
Yeah.
It's like, "Well, I'm going to go watch a comedian." Like, you go do that. This is funnier to me. So, 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Man, I got a bunch of like sportsy stuff that I just don't feel like doing it today. I just don't really feel sportsy.
Hey, cool.
Just trying to have some fun. Did you see, man, I always, DC really seems to struggle with, you know, with their movies compared to Marvel. Did you see that they're on to yet another director for this potential Flash movie? This is like their third or fourth one. And apparently...
Of what movie?
Flash.
I didn't even know they were making a Flash movie.
They were going to make a Flash movie. Supposedly, it was supposed to start right after Justice League. He was going to spin it off. They were going to spin it off. But apparently, they're now on to their third director. The last guy they hired because they wanted something dark. And then they didn't like that script. And so they got rid of the writer and the director. So it's still in the works. But if I were a betting man, I don't think we'd be seeing a Flash movie anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Is there anything
people like that Flash television show, though? I've never seen it, but my wife likes it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either. I did like the character in Justice League. I like the kind of goofy kid. So I'd be interested in it. But have you heard anything, any Spider-Man reviews yet?
No.
I haven't gone to see that, but I want to.
No, I'll probably go see it sometime this weekend.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe Sunday.
Maybe Sunday, yeah. Saturday, I think I'm going to go... go drink some beer and go to the state park in Huntsville. Just go swim in the lake up there.
Just go take a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like to camp there, but I've done that before. You just drive up for the afternoon and go canoeing and stuff. I'm taking the kids before. It's a lot of fun. I like that park a lot. It's just it's harder and harder for us to get in there for camping the few times we can go during the year.
Oh, I'm not trying to camp. It's too hot for that.
But no, you can
I'm not
definitely
trying to sleep out there.
But it definitely makes a good day trip.
I'm a big believer in air conditioning. Big believer.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, we enjoy camping.
I mean, is there a better invention than air conditioning?
No, but especially up there, it's not that hot at night.
Oh, please. Mm. It's hot. Southeast Texas, it's hot.
All right, we're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Mob ties, so I'm always good where I'm at. Word to Junior, Jazzy, Baby J.
Tell them when I die, put my money in a crack. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Why is it that our show has no intern? There's like four interns here earlier, and now we have no intern?
Yep, apparently he couldn't do it.
Nobody respects this show.
It's garbage.
It really is. It's just, I'm embarrassed. I feel shame. So because Aaron has to answer this, here's what we're going to do. At 5:48, we'll take the first caller. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the All Roads Runaround Tour featuring Moe and Blues Traveler, coming to White Oak Music Hall on Friday, August 9th. Caller one at 713-780-3776 at 5:48 wins a pair of tickets to see the show featuring a set from each band, plus a one-of-a-kind collaboration set. General admission and VIP tickets are available now at LiveNation.com. That's as nice as I can be.
I wasn't even expecting that, so thanks.
You should have other things to do besides have to answer the phones for people. So it's not that hard of a job. It really isn't. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Australia. And I'll be honest, I really like Australians. Now, I know they have a lot of stuff there that can kill you, including what we're about to talk about. But they seem like fun-loving people. Seem like my kind of folks. But every now and then they pull a Florida. And that's what happened here, where David Dowell was at a Christmas party in December. And a friend dared him to eat a gecko. Which, okay, not exactly something I would endorse, especially knowing how bleeped up creatures are in Australia, right?
I don't recommend it.
It was a party dare. So, never one to back down from a challenge. So he ate the gecko. A day later, he began to vomit green bile. His urine had turned black. He became so badly bloated that he looked like he was 6 months pregnant. And he was in absolute agony. 2 days later, now, frankly, if I'm that the day after, I'm going to the hospital then.
Yeah.
But he was rushed 2 days later to the hospital in Brisbane. They believed he was suffering from a stomach bug or a severe hangover and didn't think he needed to go to the hospital. His wife of 15 years said this was way more serious. They took him to the hospital. A day after being admitted, they diagnosed him with salmonella poisoning.
Oh, no.
That concluded was from foodborne bacteria, which came from the gecko. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, and fever. It was then revealed that his lungs were filled with fluid. His testicles were swollen up to grapefruits.
Ooh.
And there was fluid leaking from them. Doctor said that was normal. Okay, maybe not the doctors there then. But basically, the wife was trying to figure it out. She was told by friends that he'd eaten a gecko. And apparently, there was drinking at the party.
Yeah.
And
not wise, guys.
It was a dare, so he might have intended to eat it and then thrown it away. At the end of the day, we don't know whether he actually ate the gecko. He never mentioned it, but apparently.
How many likes did he get on Instagram?
Don't know, because he's dead. So.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But so his Instagram likes didn't save his life.
No. But he wound up in intensive care.
I hope someone at least post his video post-mortem so he can at least get those likes on the other side.
Yeah, so maybe he's sitting around wherever he is, you know, looking at ethereal Instagram.
Oh, yeah, look at all these likes I'm getting today, blokes. Super excited.
Probably not likes of his grapefruit-sized balls.
Oh, they love those big balls down here. Mate.
So let this be a lesson. Don't eat any kind of gecko if you're in Australia or in the United States. So no gecko challenges, okay? Don't do it. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Figured a good little animal making a human being sick thing with
that's what we get for eating them.
Well, some of them are very tasty. Like there's some you can make really good brisket out of.
Yes,
and
some you can make not that great a brisket out of.
Is that a fact? Because I've
seen it go poorly before.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody was asking about Pappy, and then $100 a pop sounds about right for Vegas. It's $120.
Yeah, the bar we go to.
You can get it at Nancy's Hustle if you can get in there. They usually have it, and it's $30 a pop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody says, a Flash TV show used to be good. I like the TV actor better than the movie actor.
So. I think my wife said that same thing.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so I can't really comment. Have you you started on the new Stranger Things yet?
It doesn't start until tomorrow.
Dropped. I thought it dropped.
No, already. Tomorrow, 4th of July.
Okay. So, somebody tweeting, can I give a quick RIP to Coach Kevin O'Keefe, longtime Houston area football coach, passed away today. Huge influence on many, many people. RIP.
RIP. Hey, man, Jared Lorenzen, same day, huh?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Watching, this. It's funny, I'm like on my Twitter feed, I follow a bunch of poker players, so now I'm seeing all the guys who are playing day one. And that's when I get that little pang of regret. It's like, man, maybe I should have gone. I would have played 1C, though. I wouldn't be playing today.
Yeah.
And there's still about a 3% chance that I wake up on Friday and say, you know what? Screw it. Let's go to Vegas. Probably not, though. I feel good about my plan, and I think I should stick to it. Stick with the old people for a while. Mm. I mean, it's really not a horrible idea. I mean, I'm one of the younger players.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had some success with it now, so maybe I can have more. We shall see.
You got this, Fred.
Yeah, yeah. What happened to just daring your friends to stick their tongue on a frozen pole? See, growing up down here, I never had that option. There was never a pole frozen enough for us to put our tongue on it. So, but apparently everybody does that in the Midwest, right? When it gets cold, almost everyone's always done that.
Idiots. You know what happens? We've all seen the movie.
Yeah. But you don't think it's going to happen to you, right?
No, of course not. But it does. Happens. Well, I'm sure it happens to most people. It doesn't happen to me.
It has never happened to me. So,
have we not found any news about what happened to Tyler Skaggs?
Not yet, no.
I think LA was going to be doing, or the Dallas Corner was supposed to do the autopsy starting today.
Man, you if think I read about, that right. I mean, Jared Lorenzen died, and he's got like heart and kidney failure, but he, I mean, he's 38. He's the same age I am, and he's dying.
Well, but he's also 500 pounds and hadn't taken care of himself.
But still, 38.
It's still awful.
And then Tyler Skaggs was 27.
Yeah, I'm real curious about that because it almost has to be some undiagnosed thing. One of those, like, whenever athletes, well, it's either that or, you know, the negative would be a drug overdose, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. So, you know, like Hank Gathers and those guys, it's always these undiagnosed heart conditions.
Yeah.
You wonder if it's something like that.
And, no, I don't know, like Daryl Kyle when he died, wasn't it some sort of heart thing?
Yeah.
But everyone still assumed that it had something to do with drugs.
Yeah. And
they just, I mean, they didn't want to make it a big deal, so they covered it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that's the conspiracy theory.
I don't necessarily buy that, but maybe. In this case.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true at all, but I know that.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the first thing people think, right?
Yeah. If a young dude has a heart attack, they think, oh, well, that guy was doing too much cocaine, and his heart decided, I don't want to play this game anymore.
So, a couple people said Spider-Man's really good. Make sure you watch all the credits, including Pick Me Michael said that. And somebody else said their report won't be available till sometime in October. That seems weird. You can't.
Yeah, what's.
That's not how it works on Law and Order.
Yeah.
They put a rush on these things, and they know in a day or two. It just seems weird to me. But yeah, I'm curious, and you know, it's a shame. I mean, I hate seeing anybody 27 years old. And that's too young, man. You haven't even lived yet.
No. Nope.
You're just getting cranked up. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I don't want to get into the climate change thing again.
Oh, no.
But did you see that it was so hot in California that a bunch of mussels, when they came to the shore, got cooked?
What?
Yeah. Apparently, This is the first time I've seen anything like this, but at Bodega Head, a small headland in the Northern California Bay, apparently there were mass deaths of mussels across roughly 140 miles. As it was 80 degrees, and apparently we're on the rocks, that made it over 100. So it wound up cooking the mussels.
I saw something about baby lobsters. Like, there's not as many baby lobsters as there normally is because of climate change. So the price of lobster is going up? What?
Lobster's already pretty expensive.
I know.
If you get good lobster.
Yeah.
Which most of it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about red lobster.
Oh, no.
They do. I assume they have lobster there of some sort, right?
At Red Lobster?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a tank. I think you can pick still. I haven't been to Red Lobster in a long time.
I'm not sure I've ever been to a Red Lobster.
When I lived in New Mexico, there was like, there weren't a lot of good restaurants in this town that you could, like, you know, take a date to. And Red Lobster was one of the places where, like, you had to put on a polo and go to Red Lobster when you're in high school. And it was like a nice meal for a girl. I feel like my wife would be offended if I told her I'm going to take her to Red Lobster now. But
yeah, we didn't. We had even fewer options growing up. If you're going someplace nice, it was Guido's or Clary's.
Yeah.
That was it. And even the fast food, we had a Jack in the Box. I think we had a Charburger. So we would actually have to drive to Alameda Mall to go to get, like, Shakey's Pizza.
Damn.
I mean, that was old school. But, all right, guys, the best thing about that now is there's so many good places and the best wing place. I would have killed for a Big City Wings growing up.
Would you have taken the chicks there?
Absolutely.
I don't think that you should eat wings in front of a date.
Well, I don't have to eat wings. I can get a burger.
That's true.
I get all the other great stuff they have. And they've got...
I don't think you should eat honey bun burgers in front of a date either.
What do you eat in front of a date? Why?
Just a regular burger.
Well, they have regular burgers.
Okay.
They've got really good regular burgers.
I just don't want you to eat... I'm just giving you advice. Don't pick the honey bun burger and don't eat wings in front of a date.
Okay, well, first off, I'm not dating anyone.
But when you do, when you're back in the pool.
Well, if I am, I'll definitely take them to Big City Wings. And we're going to watch games and drink beer. And maybe she'll want to try the limited time only menu with the mile high fries and the crawfish mac and cheese. That is so good. Can I eat that? Is that okay? Fruity Pebble waffles, honey bun burger. Might not eat those on a date, but if you're just taking the kids and having fun, because it is kid friendly, you can do it. Houston's Wing Joint, they've got the new one open on Rayford Road, and 8 locations now around the city, so that you can find the one nearest you. Just go to bigcitywings.com, and specials every day. Tomorrow, they got those drink specials, red, white, and blue margaritas, and go check that out and get your lunch on at Big City Wings. I go to the one over at the Marquis Center, but they're everywhere. So go and check them out. BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com.
ESPN 97.5.